College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and off of the horrific mid-air collision in our nation's capital Wednesday night, where 67 people were killed. Over the weekend, tragically, just after 6 p.m. Saturday, a medical jet climbed to about 1,500 feet, took a slight right turn, and then drove straight into the ground in Philadelphia in a fireball explosion, killing all six on board, one on the ground. And for the latest, we go to KYW's Tim Jimenez. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Here by the crash scene, blocks away from where it all happened, and there is a whole lot here in Philadelphia police, Pennsylvania State Police. They're blocking off the roads here around the crash site. PennDOT, these huge PennDOT trucks that you see on the highway sometimes, they're here as well, blocking this off. But where this crash took place, it's on Continent Avenue. It's right between what's the Roosevelt Mall here. It's like a shopping center, and then some row homes on the other side of it. And the crash happened right there Friday night in the middle of everything. And it was what it looks like is a war zone. And where what it looks like now, there's this huge crater here, the spot where the jet crashed, and that's where the NTSB says it found the black box, the cockpit voice recorder, and they found it 8 feet deep in the ground yesterday. Investigators at this point have also recovered the plane's enhanced ground proximity warning system. They say that may have some flight data, and they have both engines in custody, and they're going to collect more debris today. This is a huge effort here to just make sure every piece of this plane has been collected. I was here the other day, and we were maybe about a half mile away, and we found this tank. It's like, I don't know if it's an oxygen tank, an air tank, with the Jet Rescue logo on it. Jet Rescue is the company that owns the plane. And this was, again, half mile away from where this crash took place. So there's debris all over the place. City officials urging those around here to give them a call. Call 911 if they happen to come across any of that debris. In terms of on the ground, we know that one person was killed and a person was in a car. We don't have their identity. City officials haven't released that yet. And at this point, the injury count is at 22. These are people who were out, just out and about here at the shopping center, maybe in the parking lot, or some of them were in cars. Some of the homes were badly damaged by fire, so there were some people in homes who were hurt as well. Again, that injury count at the moment is 22. Five of them are still in the hospital right now, and three of them are in critical condition.
Tim, this plane impacted the ground at a very high rate of speed. Where did it take off from, and how far away was the airport from the crash scene?
Yeah, Northeast Philadelphia Airport. So it's not the major airport that maybe visitors to Philadelphia are familiar with. It's a smaller airport with the smaller planes go through there. So Northeast Philadelphia Airport, we're about four and a half miles away from where that is. And according to city officials, that plane took off a little after 6 o'clock Friday, and in less than a minute, that's how long it was in the air. And you could see the dash cam video that people have been sharing, a ring video. It looked like it was just darting from the sky to the ground. And you mentioned that high rate of speed. So again, about 4.5 miles away, and it was only up in the air under a minute.
Well, what a tragedy to follow what happened in our nation's capital on Wednesday night, Tim. Well, I guess we'll wait and hear what the black box is. Usually a tremendous way for the NTSB to get information on what went wrong.
That's for sure. That's such a key piece of evidence that they had been searching for it it took them maybe close to 48 hours after the crash took place for them to find it. But they found it in that crater 8 feet deep, along and with other evidence as well that they pulled. And as we've known for just from following some of these NTSB investigations throughout the years, this is not the type of thing where we're going to find out the cause of the crash in a matter of days or weeks. This is a process that could take months. So it'll be some time before we find out what exactly went wrong.
Appreciate your time this morning, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you.
From KYW in Philadelphia, on the scene, Tim Jimenez.
And this talk of an 8-foot crater, my mind immediately goes back to the crashes in Flight 93 out in Shankstown, and then, of course, Hopewell Township.
Yeah, and I watched yesterday Over the weekend, they took the family members from the American Airlines mid-air collision tragedy with the Black Hawk helicopter. So they have recovered 55 of the 67 bodies. They feel confident that they'll be able to raise the remainder of the wreckage from the aircraft today. But they bussed in family members over the weekend to the edge, water's edge of the Potomac. And I can't imagine how tough that was.
Not only the trauma that they have to process, but they also have to go through the process of grieving, and getting them there is something important. It's not harmful. It's actually helpful.
And to that end, a flight in Houston yesterday had to be evacuated because of an engine fire.
That was a compressor stall, and people panicked unnecessarily. I've seen that happen before. I've been on a plane where they have a compressor stall, and a flame will shoot out the back, but it's not a fire.
Well, it certainly, at a critical time.
You got it right.
If you're on board, nobody injured, by the way, in that incident. So,
and again, there was no fire. Fire did not spread from the engine onto a wing or anything like that.
We'll keep you posted on these stories and more on the Big K Morning Show.